Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Meet Me in the Future, Stories by Cameron Hurley. Read by Tracy Odom and Eric Michael Summerer. Elephants and Corpses. Bodies are only beautiful when they aren't yours. It's why Nev had fallen in love with bodies in the first place. When you spent time with the dead, you could be anyone you wanted to be. They didn't know any better. They didn't want to have long conversations about it. They were vehicles, transport, tools. They were yours in a way that no living thing ever could be. Nev stood at the end of the lower city's smallest pier with Tara, his body manager, while she snuffled and snorted with some airborne contagion meant to make her smarter. She was learning to talk to the dead, she said. And you only picked up a skill like that if you went to some viral wizard who soaked your head in sputum and said a prayer to the great glowing wheel of God's eye that rode the eastern horizon. Even now, the boiling mass of stars that made up the God's Eye Nebula was so bright Nev could see it in broad daylight. It was getting closer, the priests all said, going to gobble them up like some cancer. Why Tara needed to talk to the dead when Nev did just fine with them as they were was a mystery. But it was her own body, her slice of the final take to spend, and he wasn't going to argue about what she did with it. "You buying these bodies or not?" said the old woman in the pirogue. She'd hooked the little boat to the snarling amber head of a long mummified sea serpent fixed to the pier. In Nev's fascination with the dead body, he'd forgotten about the live one trying to sell it to him. "Too rotten," Tara said.
"Not if we prepare it by day's end," Nev said.
"Just the big one."